The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, Brian Cushing is back, and yes, we've already heard every single possible PED joke. But let's do this. It's a Tuesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler Scott behind the glass, if you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. It's a Tuesday. Excuse me. Usually everybody's in a really horrible mood. Don't be, because it is an absolutely gorgeous day all over Southeast Texas. We're a day closer to the Super Bowl. It's a good time to be alive. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Stuff and sports. Okay. So, yeah. Having an interesting day. Getting a lot done today. It's been a very productive day.
I've been trying to make it that. Been trying.
Yeah? Did you get time to prep for the show?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So, basically, the way my new job is working, I'm doing my best to kind of shut things down from a management standpoint at like 2:30.
Yeah.
And go into, I'm just a show host now and, you know, dig into anything I might have missed for the day. And they've done a good job of setting up my office to make it easy for me to prep as the day goes on. Like, they got me a TV in there and stuff. But my desk is like the smallest desk in the world. I'm going to have two computer monitors, and the desk that I've got is like about half the width of this desk that we're sitting at.
I see.
So it's...
Well, you have the biggest office, though, so you can...
Well, and the tiniest desk. So
that's how things work.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't get everything.
I would have thought that they would put a bigger desk in a bigger office and a smaller desk in a smaller office, but... I mean, I guess...
No, they're trying to say you're big time in some ways, but small time in others.
Oh, I'm small times in plenty of ways, because my the computer that they gave me is running Mac OS X 10.6.8, which was current in 2014. And yeah, so there's... There's a lot of things that they're letting me know. Hey, you ain't a big shot, but
bigger shot, but not.
I'm making the most of it.
Well, good. 713-780-ESPN. Pink Valkyrie says it's a great Tuesday. It's because it's her birthday. So happy birthday, Pink Valkyrie. Who's, if we had a listener Hall of Fame, she'd probably be in it. She's been around from the beginning.
What kind of Hall of Fame are we, like? Are we going, you know, like a baseball Hall of Fame? Is she like Harold Baines?
But she's better than Harold Baines.
Okay. Well, that's
good. Yeah, I'd slot her above Harold Baines and Edgar Martinez both.
Okay.
So right around maybe the Mike Mussina. Maybe a little above Mike Mussina.
Do you notice anything new about Tyler today?
I do. He no longer looks like white James Harden.
Yeah, Tyler has, I don't want to say shaved, because he hasn't shaved, but he trimmed the beard down. What'd you go with? Did you go somewhere and get this done, or did you do this at the house?
No, I just did it after I ran last night.
What kind of guard did you use on your clippers?
I don't know. It's like an adjustable one. It has like 1, 3, and 5. I just went with 5.
You went with 5. Okay. Yeah. So you still have a beard.
Yeah.
You're still a bearded man.
And I'm going to continue to grow it out a little bit more.
Okay. You think you're going to find like somewhere in between what it was at and what it's at now?
Yeah.
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 Not the only Gal employee who's made a drastic change to their appearance today. Did you happen to see Juggalo Trey's Facebook page?
No, but I was shown it by someone else.
What do you think of that look?
I think you guilt tripped him into doing that last night.
I think I did. It was kind of on accident. I mean, Tyler and I were talking about him trimming his beard, and it's, mind you, I wasn't telling Tyler you need to trim your beard to look more professional.
I was planning on doing it anyway.
Can we make it clear that I never tried to pressure you into doing, like, I don't care what, look how you want to look. I mean, if you want, I think they always say, you know, dress like the job you want. So if you want to get noticed at someone, then maybe, you know, make sure you're looking sharp. But I don't think, you know, you have to have a certain kind of haircut or a beard or whatever is going to prevent you from being successful.
Depends on the business.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places that, you know, that beard wouldn't fly. If you went in there and tried to get into management, they'd take one look at you and say you're a hipster hobo and there's no chance in hell I want you leading my people.
Okay. What about Juggalo Trey? What did you think of his look?
I haven't seen it.
What did you think of his previous look? Was that a look that you could imagine him being in a leadership role?
No.
Okay. So just kind of joking around with him, I was like, when are you going to cut your hair, Trey? When are you going to get a professional look? And he's like, you know, I've been thinking about it. And then today he posted a picture on Facebook of him with a haircut. Basically, I mean, it's pretty short.
He still has his weird beard, though.
He says he's going to go ahead and shave that all the way off. But when he does that, I mean, he's not going to look like a Juggalo at all.
Well, to be fair, for what he does, his look is kind of important. He needs to look like a Juggalo.
For what he does, in being Juggalo Trey?
Yeah. I mean, that's his, what, you know, I mean, I don't think he's suddenly going to become management material because he cut his hair.
Well, I don't know. He might. Mm. But, yeah, I'm excited to see him in real life to get a good look at this, to see how it's affected him and how it affects his confidence.
See, I was surprised when I saw Tyler. He almost looks handsome.
A lot of people have been surprised by Tyler's appearance today.
It took me a second. It's like, wow, he looks like a normal human being now.
You know what's going to be a lot easier for you? Eating.
Yeah. I've already noticed that.
Yeah, it's nice.
The mustache gets in the way.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
You'll occasionally, if you grow it out long, you'll occasionally get food in your mustache or your beard, or your beard or mustache will get into your mouth, and that's gross.
Eating sandwiches was out of the question.
Yeah.
Because it like pulls the mustache hairs in.
It's so bad. I mean, so there's some benefits.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a respectable length, but not to where it gets gross.
Juggalo Trey says he's on the way, so we'll get a good look at him up close and in person.
Yeah, I'm actually glad that you have this look now, because before you were kind of on my list of people who might come in here and hide a machete in their beard and then just start chopping people up, and you're off that list now. So there's that.
This is kind of what Tyler looked like when I met him, I think.
Yeah, because at that point, I was still working at the restaurant, and I had to shave every day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, which that sucked. So that's why I grew the beard out, because I had to shave every day for 6 years. So it was as soon as I stopped working there.
What kind of restaurant were you working at?
It was a nice restaurant.
I had to shave every day when I was in the Army. But that was like, gas mask would stick to my face.
But would you want that beard falling into somebody's food?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, if I saw him bringing me food with that beard, I'd be like, nope, I'm out of here. So, You look respectable, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's, I'm giving you compliments here. Take it for what it's worth. Hey, however, there's lots of ways to listen to the show. So if you get home and you want to keep listening, you don't have to listen on just 97.5 and 94.1 for a few more days. You can also catch us on the stream, on the app. You can watch us on live stream brought to you by Twin Peaks. So there's your daily reminder of that. And there's a Twin Peaks sign on there. And we're going to have some Globetrotters in here at 4:30.
All right.
I was a little concerned. We were opening the show, and somebody just opens the door like they're going to bring them in here. And it's like, no.
Yeah, let's hold up on that.
We're not doing that at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock's about setting up the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Setting the tone.
Talk about facial grooming and stuff like that.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, did Trey get a haircut like the pirate from Dodgeball? That's kind of what... That's kind of what Tyler looks like.
I haven't seen that movie in so long. I don't get the joke. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay, well,
yeah,
that fell flat.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought it was funny.
Okay.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You know, you talk about trying to cut off the management thing at a certain time.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you're one of my contributors, the deadlines are going to start getting enforced because I don't have time to sit there and wait for you to turn in something at 8:15 when your deadline's 7 o'clock.
Well.
So, you actually made your deadline.
I made mine.
But two other people didn't, and it's getting to be a habit. So, basically, you don't get it in when you're supposed to. It's not running. Not till the next day.
I mean, you could fire them.
Not really.
There's
some of them I can fire. But some of them also do other jobs around here, so I can't really fire them.
Well, damn.
But I'm going to start being a little bit more of a dickweed about this. It's pretty simple. I mean, I've said it from the beginning. If you write for a certain day, have it in before 7.
Yeah.
And if you can't, let me know. But I've got some habitual deadline busters, and they're going to have to wait 24 hours. So if they write something that's about that day, they're going to look stupid.
There you go.
Why is Sarah Spain on my screen?
There's
something about her that just scares me.
You're not into her?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
She figured she was your style.
No, not really. She looks like she would have a beard like Tyler if she had an opportunity. But that might be more attractive. I don't know. So Brian Cushing's back. Your boy.
Yeah, look at that.
Twitter's head exploded with PED jokes the entire afternoon.
I know. I'm not against Brian Cushing. I actually like the guy. I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, the dude cheated. But what's that, Matt? Does that prevent you from being a good coach?
Keep you from helping guys in strength and conditioning? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know what not to take.
Exactly.
So don't do this. Don't overtrain. Whatever you do, don't overtrain. But, yeah, I think it's good to bring a guy like that back, and hopefully he'll, you know, that's kind of be a rising star in the coaching profession and get some opportunities. Wes Welker's apparently getting some interviews now as well, people looking at him for bigger jobs than wide receiver coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's had a couple interviews. So I don't know if he'll get anything, but, you know, it's good to see some of these former players get some coaching opportunities. They might turn into the next Mike Vrabel.
You never know.
Yeah.
The next Mike Vrabel. It's kind of weird because you don't know if that's a good thing or not when you say it.
Yeah, well, that kind of – it's a thing is what it is.
Yeah.
It's funny because I don't know why these teams just insist on hiring Patriots guys. And Vrabel really wasn't. He had some other experience.
Right.
But, you know, the Dolphins hiring the Patriots defensive coordinator and the Lions hiring Matt Patricia. This doesn't work. It never has.
Yep.
Unless you're hiring Bill Belichick, you're never going to get the same thing. And – yeah, I'm just surprised. I think it'll be a very interesting AFC East next year, to say the least. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5.
Intergalactic. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, did you see the two people who were shot yesterday in that standoff? The pictures of them?
No.
Dude, they look like the methiest white trash Florida people
this
ever.
This is not surprising.
Ugh. Yeah. Nobody's going to miss those two. Guarantee you that.
What about the third guy? What happened with him?
I don't know if there was a third guy. I don't know if they ever... I think those were just early reports. But it looks like so far, and this the good news is, so far all the officers are pulling through.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So... couple of them are critical, but stable, which is always good. So hopefully all five will be okay. Casino J said, my copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago arrived today. Looking forward to reading it on my flight to Vegas next week. Enjoy, sir. I hope you will enjoy. The response has been great. People love it. I'm, you know, a couple people have wondered where the hell some of this stuff comes from, what kind of dark, twisted mind that I have. But,
you know,
that's fiction. You're supposed to be dark and twisted. At least I am.
You are.
That's, you know, just trying to be entertaining. So it looks like USC's got its air raid guy.
Yeah. Is there really much? I'm not saying that any old Texas Tech quarterback would have gotten the job done, but when you do that, it kind of seems like, oh, well, we just want someone who knows how to do that.
Yeah.
So that's clearly what they were looking for.
And obviously, he's not as accomplished as Cliff was, but he's done pretty well at North Texas.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a big step, but I think he'll, you know, I don't know how he'll do, but they obviously want that offense. And, you know, he's got experience with it as a player and a coach now, so maybe it'll work out. They need something to work out there because otherwise – I think Clay will be out of a job pretty quickly.
Yeah, but I mean, Mason Fine, he turned him to a pretty good quarterback, and North Texas, they I don't know where they ranked offensively, but it was up there. I mean, it was I'm guessing top 30, top 40 offensively in the country. So it's not a bad place to go look. Who knows what kind of, that's a big step up from North Texas to USC.
But it is. But hey, if he can,
the philosophy in place though. I mean, if that's clearly what they're looking for, I'm not going to say the guy can't succeed there.
It's interesting because there's not a lot of top programs that run the air raid.
No,
Oklahoma's done it with some success, but you want to talk about teams that you consider top 10 programs in the country? Is there anybody besides them?
No.
So it'll be interesting to see how it works. And it's worked great for Oklahoma. But it's also – although I think the Pac-12 is – I mean, they've gotten pretty offense-oriented too. So theoretically, it should work. But good for them. I hope he does well there.
I mean, football's more interesting when USC's decent.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if they can start scoring some points, they've got enough defensive talent. So we'll see how it plays out.
And I think that quarterback they've got with the right coaching has got some potential.
Yeah, definitely. Did you see that apparently the ref from the Saints game, now that everybody knows who he is, Bill Vinovich,
mm-hmm.
He also does college basketball. And apparently he was doing a St. Mary's BYU game, and the fans started getting on him.
Oh, no.
And they had to take some signs down because he complained about them, including one that said, Bill, don't screw these Saints.
Oh, no. Well,
yeah.
So people had to take their signs down?
Yeah.
Because it was hurting his feelings?
Yeah. You know what? He probably hurt some feelings by telling the guy not to throw the flag on it.
Yep.
So I've always said this. If you're an official or a ref, or an umpire, and we know your name, you
it's
suck at
good.
Your job. You were bad at your job. There's none
Does
of those.
Does Ed Hockley guys. Suck at his job, or is he just so swole that we remember him?
We remember him because he had those guns.
His son's a ref now. He's not in anymore.
Yeah, but Ed, like we knew, everybody knew who Ed Hockley was because he was jacked.
Yeah, and some of those guys, when they do something that stands out, then you might know who they are. Like, what was the guy? He's like, first down. Yeah, remember him? So that's different. But 99% of the time, it's because you're bad at your job.
Yeah.
So now we know who this guy is because he's bad at his job. Something to be said for that. It's kind of interesting. Mott says, if you want the air raid offense at the same time weakening a team in your conference, why not target Mike Leach? Well, they had a head coaching job.
Mike Leach isn't going to take an OC job under Clay Helton.
No. I mean, if they suck.
If Clay Helton gets fired.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about Mike Leach. Mike Leach isn't going to play at USC. Like, his act won't play at USC. Mike Leach needs to be in these small towns with no pressure.
He can talk about pirates, and he can be the little guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know who would
like play? There were people who used to, I mean, when people were foolish enough to complain about Mack Brown being at Texas, like how they had it so bad. Oh, if we just had a better coach than Mack Brown. But there were people literally who thought it was a good idea to fire Mack Brown and bring Mike Leach to Texas.
Yeah.
And
or bring Art Briles to Texas at one point, too. There was, let's get Art Briles in here.
There's no way that was going to work. And USC is another job like that. I just don't feel like Mike Leach is built for that kind of a job.
You know who runs that offense who is built for that kind of job is Lincoln Riley.
Yes.
And, you know.
But at this point, is USC a significantly better job than Oklahoma?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. So, and money-wise, I mean, Oklahoma may be willing to pay their guys more than USC at this point. So, and your money's going to go a lot further living in Oklahoma than it is in Southern California. I don't know that USC's it's still a premier destination. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the premier destination that it was when Pete Carroll was there.
And I think it'll be real interesting to see if Chip Kelly doesn't flip things there at UCLA.
Yeah.
And that'll make it a little tougher there. But, yeah, you know, the thing is, it's with all these big programs, it still comes down to who the head coach is. Right. USC got – I mean, USC was having 6-6 seasons until Pete Carroll got there and made them great again. And, you know, Michigan had Brady Hoke and guys like that. It's you still have to have a premier coach. So the thing is, most of these premier colleges get premier coaches, but they make mistakes too.
Yep.
And I don't think of Clay Helton as an elite guy.
No, I don't either. I thought that job was too big for him all along, and so far he hasn't done anything to prove me wrong.
Yeah, and that's again, you would have liked to have seen him be successful at a lower level before he went there, but. Steven, the weather guy, says, I'm being like Nick Saban, calling out your players in the media. I didn't mention any names. I just said people need to start hitting their damn deadlines.
Yeah. J-Rap says, I could be showing my ignorance here, but if college football is trending toward offense only, wouldn't it behoove you to become the best defensive team in your conference? Won't have to compete as much for recruits on the offensive side. I mean, in an ideal world, you're Alabama, and the best players just want to come to your school. And Alabama... The SEC has been sort of that way. While the rest of the country has gone the offensive route, the SEC's been a defensive conference until lately. Now, all of a sudden, their offenses are catching up with their defenses. And then you look at a team like Alabama, who had a fantastic defense, fantastic offense. And then you look at a team like Oklahoma, who's got all the offense but had no defense.
Yeah.
I mean, so these other schools are going to eventually have to start catching up with that. A lot of the better schools have focused on defense first. And I think Texas kind of went that route with what they were doing. They decided, you know what, we're going to build a defense, even though this is an offensive-heavy conference. And eventually the offense is going to come together. And they may have lucked out with Sam Ehlinger. But I don't know if their defense is as good as they hoped it would be by now, but it's better than most Big 12 defenses.
Right.
So, you know, if you've got some semblance of a defense and can slow things down a little bit, you give yourself a pretty good shot in 2018, 2019 college football.
Yeah, and in an OU's case, if they could have just – and they did play a little bit better near the end of the season defensively, they don't need a great defense. They just need one that gets a few stops and maybe a turnover here and there. That's it.
Yep.
And because their offense is going to be good enough to win. Let's squeeze in one quick call. Steven. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I'm not from, you know, from Texas or whatever, but I'm just trying to figure out, I guess, what makes, you know, Mac Brown so, I guess, beloved, like here, like in Texas? Because, I mean, looking at his resume, it's not really, I guess, that impressive. I mean, he only has, like, one national championship and I think maybe only one or two, you know, Big 12 titles. So it's kind of like, what's the big craze about Mac Brown compared to any other, you know, coaches out there? I guess on his level, per se. I guess with the level of success.
Well, Mac Brown brought the first national championship to Texas in 40 years. I mean, Mac Brown, think about what Texas has been the last several years. Mac Brown had, in 2010, the year after Colt McCoy left, Texas was 5-7. Outside of that season, Mac Brown didn't have a season where he won less than 8 games. Mac Brown had a run where I think he had 9 or 10 years in a row of winning 10 or more games.
He won
13 games a couple times, won 12 games.
He made it to 2 championship games. He won one. He beat what was considered one of the greatest college teams ever assembled in that championship game.
And you're
complaining about only one title?
Okay. And I'll tell you this. Before that, he took North Carolina from... I mean, North Carolina was one of the most embarrassing football programs in the country. And he got them to, like, major bowl games. He won, Mac Brown was the reason why Julius Peppers showed up at North Carolina. They were never getting guys like that.
He won 10 games 3 times in 5 years. But if you want to know why he's beloved in Texas, it's because he won a national championship. And Texas had done nothing.
It'd been a dead time at Texas.
They went through so many coaches. And this was a premier. We talk about premier programs. You have to have the right coach. And think about all the guys Texas went through between Darryl Royal and Mac Brown to get that. I mean, 40 years. And guess what? It's been another 23 now. Or 23? No, 13.
13. Since 2004 was the last one.
Yeah. So it's been
almost 15 years. Yeah. But this is the deal. You can say resume, he doesn't have this resume, but if a down season for a coach in major college football is 9 wins, that's a pretty good coach. That's a guy you want to keep. I mean, is he Nick Saban? No. No one's ever thought that Mac Brown was Nick Saban. But Mac Brown was underappreciated when he was at Texas. And I got a feeling Mac Brown's going to have some more success when he gets up to North Carolina again.
Yeah, I think what happens with guys like that is at the end, you know, maybe you just, if you don't have the success you had before, people just get tired of hearing the voice.
Yep.
And that happens in a lot of places. And I think, you know, I always kind of compared Mac to Philip Fulmer. I think they sort of went through the same thing.
And it's not that he suddenly became a bad coach. It's just that. Or Les Miles is another good example.
Les Miles is a really good example.
It's not that Les Miles became a bad coach. It's just, they needed a new voice if they were going to go any further.
Yeah.
And sometimes that happens, and it doesn't take away from what he is as a coach. It's just, I mean, you can't, it's hard. It's very difficult to stay in one place for that long and maintain a level of success.
All right. Great. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in, and we'll have some Harlem Globetrotters in here next.
Yes, we will. And I'm going to tell you, if you're a homeowner, I'm going to tell you how to save some dough. Our friends over at TGS Insurance Agency are about to deliver some big savings on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. Nobody wants to talk to an agent. It used to take you hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. TGS Insurance has built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. You're probably going to save a lot of money as well. Grab your phone right now, and it's as simple as this. And I'm telling you it's simple because I've done it. I know. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company is legit. These savings are legit. The online rating, nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 is saving over $825 on their home insurance. You don't even need to wait until your renewal. TGS Insurance takes care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote and save big today.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We promised you Globetrotters, and I think we have the two best nicknames we've ever had on the show, Globetrotters. Torch George and El Gato Melendez. El Gato is a great nickname.
For real.
That's actually my nickname, El Gato.
You don't look like a gato, though.
You don't either. Reason.
I know. That's why we work in radio.
Yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing?
We're doing well, man. How are you guys?
We're ready.
Great. Long day, fun, you know, just having a good time.
This mic's a piece of junk. We might as well pretend like this doesn't exist. It's garbage. And
he claimed they fixed it.
Right.
Oh, I can't. Hold on. Watch. Talk into this.
Hey.
Can you hear her, Tyler?
I can hear her.
Oh, yeah. He can hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, she sounds good.
I'll just crank up my headphones.
Sorry, Tyler.
Charlie uses it every day.
Charlie uses that mic?
Yeah.
God. No wonder it's so low to the ground.
That's true. Charlie's, he's like 4'11".
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Charlie's a grown man. I have an 11-year-old son who wears a bigger shoe than Charlie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, we have a guy that's 4'5".
What?
Yeah. Well, Hotshot.
We got Hotshot.
He can shoot it, though. He can play.
He can shoot four-pointers, too, which is 30.
I don't believe that.
Look, go to HollisGlobetrotters.com. Go to our YouTube channel, and you can see him shooting 30 feet away from the basket, which is almost a half-court shot, and making it like it's nothing.
How many Globetrotters are there now? How many of you guys are around?
It's 30 of us, and then we go dividing between the East Coast, West Coast. That's what we do.
Do you, when you say 30 of you, is it like 15 on one team, 15 on another?
And sometimes we go do like on a third team, depends on the market. But, you know, we are covering 450 games around the United States and Europe and South America as well. So we all over the place.
Let's say, for instance, somebody gets sick and you guys need a new player. Can you just bring somebody over from the other team, or is everybody so ingrained in their little group that it's hard to have movable parts in that?
I feel like we typically, if somebody gets hurt or sick, I mean, we got 10 people on the roster per team, so
you can just make do with nine.
We try to learn each other. I mean, we're versatile, so if I get sick, there's always another point guard that can come in and play. But so we don't have to necessarily take somebody else from somebody else's team and bring them in. We have 10 players.
Because with the Globetrotters, unlike a traditional basketball team, it's almost like it's a show. So, it seems like you'd want to perform a show with the same people every night rather than,
we play basketball. You know, we play ball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying that it's beyond just basketball.
Like if you put the plays, you know, we all – you don't have a specific position. I think the only person that you can say that has a position is the showman. The guy, like the monologue, the person that's always talking and just running the whole interaction with the crowd is the hardest position to do. But each one of us train every day to cover each
to
other.
To do everything.
To do everything. You know, she's the shooting guard, but she could be a point guard playing in the WNBA. Or she could, you know, with us, she can go and play power forward, you know, because she knows the place how to play in the power forward.
Okay.
So, you know, we it's a very hard playbook as well.
You know, you mentioned you could play in the WNBA.
I could, but I enjoy being a Harlem Globetrotter better than being in the WNBA.
I imagine better money as a Globetrotter.
But the experience is priceless. Being able to travel the globe, just not the United States, that I probably would never see if I wasn't a Globetrotter. So I'm truly blessed to be able to inspire girls all over the world and represent the limited edition of females. I mean, 93-year history, and it's less than 20 female that have worn the jersey.
That's
so
awesome.
It's an honor, and we're doing it. And I'm representing for the ladies every single night, and we're holding our own. And we're making it happen.
Well, I've said before, I caught a lot of grief before that I was accused of being a sexist because I said that, like the women who were saying that they want seven-figure salaries in the WNBA.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, there's not four figures showing up to watch these games. You know, like, if you can't get people in the door, you can't get paid like LeBron, because LeBron's packing a house. LeBron's bringing a TV deal, you know. But with the Globetrotters, I mean, you're putting butts in seats.
Mm-hmm.
This is an established product that, let's face it, the WNBA never became that, never became a real established product that sold out arenas. The Globetrotters have been doing that since before the NBA was.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it for 93 years. You know, the reason why we have the NBA, the WNBA, is because the Globetrotters hired Lynn Woodard in 1985. And she was the first female professional basketball player to play in an all-men's team in 1985. And from there on, you know, women got the chance to play professional basketball for money. Mm-hmm. And I think the WNBA needs to, you know, just regroup a little bit and figure out how they can, you know, impact more the community. You know, the Globetrotters, we always involved with community.
Yeah.
And you know, we just came and visited the school, and we were hanging out with some of the elected judges, African-American elected female judges that just got elected and sworn in January. So, you know, we are constantly out there, and no matter how much stuff we do in the court, we always out there just giving all the good examples. So I think we just got to keep going, working on it, and things are going to get to that level, hopefully.
Elgato, it says here you are the first and only Puerto Rican-born player.
Yes.
In Globetrotters history.
Yes.
Is that a big deal to you?
It was. It is. You know, the first time I saw the Globetrotters was on Scooby-Doo. And I thought they were cartoons for a long time. You know, I did not know they were for real until I saw them on Worldwide Sports when I saw Meadowlark Lemon hitting that hook shot on TV. And I thought, okay, these guys are really cool. But once I became a Globetrotter, I got the chance. I say yes. I went to the training camp. I went to tryout. And once I got in there and learned the history and sat down with Curly Neal, and then you hear the stories of how important the Globetrotters are for the game of basketball and also for the United States and society in many ways. You know, a lot of people don't know we work closely with the Department of State. We do a lot of things, you know, with open up relationships with Soviet Union, Germany, other countries, and also broke the gender barrier and race barrier with the NBA. You know, the first African-American NBA player to play in NBA came from the Globetrotters in 1950, was drafted by the New York Knicks, and Nate Sweetwater Clifton. The rest is history about that, what's going on with the sport and the NBA and all the things we see. You know, and for me to become the first Puerto Rican, and now, you know, like a place like Houston, you see all the Latinos, all the Hispanics around, they're like, I become part of the family. And then I just showed them, said, look, no matter where you're from, if you work hard, you're going to get a chance to do a lot of things in life.
I think a cool thing about you is that you were on a couple Final Four teams at UNC.
Yeah.
So you're on the same Final Four team as Vince Carter.
Yeah.
You're on the same Final Four team as like Spencer Haywood, Anton Jameson. Mm-hmm. Like when you're there, you think about now, You had the longest basketball career of all those guys. I bet when you were at UNC, you're looking at these guys, you're looking at Vince Carter and Anton Jameson, you're thinking,
yeah,
there's no way I'm going to last as long as these guys. And look at you.
Yeah. I was actually, it's funny because everybody was talking about, wow, Vince is going to be, it's just turned 42. How, by the way, happy birthday, Vince, if you ever get to hear this. And he just turned 42, and I'm like, man, I'm playing, like, I'm going to be 40 next month.
Yeah, you're still hanging in there.
And I'm still hanging out, and I'm still doing this, and I do it for fun, and it feels like the impact that I'm doing now is even more meaningful in many ways, you know. It's funny, when I go back to UNC, the guy said, man, you look like you're still dunking. I'm like, I am still dunking. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool when I see some of the guys, that some of the even younger players, they're younger than me, they're not playing. And I'm still going and just doing the right thing with the Globetrotters. And it's fun because we're going to be here in Houston on the 15, 16, and 17 at the new renovated Fertitta
Center, yeah.
Which is really cool. We've been hanging out there for the past days. And we got a chance to hang out with Carl Lewis. Which, by the way, Coach Louis look like he can still run 10.
Yeah,
he can. Yeah, he got a stretch back.
He looks like he can run a 10 right now. Like, put him in the Olympics, yeah. he can still run. That's how good he looks. And it's crazy because I grew up watching him in the Olympics. And to have chances like that, it was just really cool. Coach Burrell as well. You know, those guys were just really cool.
Yeah, that that place is a palace, man. They did a really nice job with it. So give them the dates again. And you know, one of the cool things, guys, if you got kids especially, take them to see the show because it's something that I grew up going to Globetrotter games with Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal and those guys. I took my kids when they were young. They loved it. And it's just it's the kind of thing that your kids are going to love. You're going to love. It's entertaining as hell. And you get to see a pretty cool skill level, too. I mean, you guys can still play.
That's the cool thing. Like, that's the part that we love about it. We hear that. I remember when my dad took me when I was a kid. It was, you know, we play in the 15, February 15, 16, and the 17. So, you know, that's close to Valentine's Day. So I met this lady the other day that she said that my first date with her husband was her Globetrotter game. And I asked her, how long you been married? She said, 52 years. So I was like, okay, you remember exactly 52 years ago. Damn. What was your first date? And that memory is something that you can come and create at the Fortuna Center on the 15, 16, and 17. Also, we're retiring Coach Lou Dunbar's jersey on the 15, which is something very special because his alma mater, you know, he was a long time. He's still coaching for us, and he was her coach.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are on different teams.
I mean, we're on the same team.
It was the same team, but, you know, she plays for him mostly.
For him, yeah. So I'm really excited and honored. Coach Lou has took me under his wings and just showed me how to be really a Globetrotter. You know, it's not just about tricks and playing. I mean, you got to have great character, integrity, and love the game of basketball. So I'm honored to be in the building on Friday, February 15th, where we will be retiring Sweet Lou's jersey, number 41.
Well, let me ask you as the lady here, good first date, Globetrotters game?
Great first date, Globetrotters game. So if you're not a basketball fan or you're a girl that doesn't like sports, you'll enjoy a Globetrotter game. 52 okay. years. You enjoy it.
All right. Are you single? Marriage.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't ask you to the game then. That's,
I am.
I'm going to be in the game. You can't ask me to a game that I'm already going to be in. Oh. So you can bring your date and tell her, man, Torch is going to be there. And she's electrifying. She's going to shoot the lights out. So invite her. You got 3 days. Okay. You got the 15th, 16th, and the 17th.
Which day are you going to play the best?
I'm playing the best all 3 days. Every day. I'm lighting it up all 3 days.
Okay. Right. The Globetrotters, it's amazing to me. It almost feels like there's got to be some trick to it. I see you guys shooting, and it's like, there's no way that like a normal human is making that many shots in a row or just chucking it over their head and it's going in. If it happens once out of 100, maybe, but it's like, it's got to be something to it.
It's special. It's only been about 600 Globetrotters, bona fide Globetrotters, in 93 years. Think about it.
Yeah.
There's only a special group of people that can actually do this.
It's like
I've seen people.
It's like you guys got a bunch of Steph Currys on the team. It's like I see Steph Curry, and I'm like, oh, no one else in the world can do that. And then the Globetrotters have like a team.
We're doing it
of them.
Every night.
It's amazing.
And he loves hanging out with us every time we go to like Oakland and we do stuff.
Y'all
with
giving him tips. You giving him some shooting
been doing
tips.
Stuff with him, and he actually is really good at stuff like that.
Y'all telling him, hey, when you get done with this Warriors thing, we got a spot for you.
For real. Yeah. He might buy the team when he's done. It looks like right now.
That is, man. Well, hey, I'm always excited to have you guys in. It's always interesting to hear the perspective because every time the Globetrotters come in, it's two different people, and we get to hear their story. And I always think it's cool that you guys come from all over the world. I mean, and everybody comes together with the love of basketball, and it's a really cool thing. I think it's a good thing to take your kids out to see.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about it being a date. But, you know, I think it's a cool thing for the family, and it's an exciting thing to go see. And, you know, your kids will talk about going to a Globetrotters game for years.
Yeah.
It'll become a tradition.
Yes. Yes, and that's what we love about it.
Well, I want to thank you guys for making me feel old because I was watching Coach Dunbar play at UH when I was a kid. So that tells you how old
God,
I am.
He's almost dead. Don't worry.
Yeah. If you guys come back next year, it's about an 80% chance.
I'll have a new co-host next time because he'll have died.
Curly lives here in Houston. Curly Neal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lives in Houston. He's a local guy.
Is he going to be there on the 15th?
It could be a possibility.
Okay.
We hope so.
I mean, they're super good friends. You know, they play for a long time, so it'll be fun to see Curly Neal, you know, because his jersey was retired as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun to see those guys there.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Appreciate you guys stopping by. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out sportsmap.com. We've got a story up from Cody Stutes on Brian Cushing returning to the Texans as a coach. We've got a Charlie Polillo video on should Dallas Keuchel return to Houston on a team-friendly deal. Jason Braddock has a breakdown on if you want to be a Super Bowl team, the main thing you have to have is a quarterback.
That helps.
And looked at all of them, yeah. And Raheel went back and looked at his NBA preseason predictions and reevaluated them. We have our soccer weekly soccer report. And we've got on the editor's picks our marathoner Jovan, who goes around, she does a tour around town, which is pretty cool. It's like a walking tour, so you get exercise, but you get to go to breweries and stuff like that. But she talks about a local graffiti artist who's on a big part of her tours. So lots of interesting stuff on Sports Map today, so go and check it out. We were talking a little bit off air about the Mac Brown thing, and Rico says Saban set such a high standard, people don't realize that schools don't have to have a Nick Saban. Athletic programs would kill for one title, several bowl game wins, and a winning record for a long time. There's very few programs that, you know, like Ohio State would have considered it a, if they hadn't won a title under Urban Meyer, then yeah, that would have been a disappointment. If Michigan doesn't win one under Jim Harbaugh, it'd be a disappointment. But you know what? If he wins one and that's all he ever wins, it's pretty
that's damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, by the way, Urban Meyer only won one national title in his tenure at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And they're happy with that.
Yeah, they didn't want him to go. And you know, it's so rare to win more than one.
It really is.
The guys who've done it, it's a pretty short list. The guys, hey, so is Jimbo Fisher a failure at Florida State?
I mean, I guess so. He only won one national championship.
If that's your standard, man. Yeah, it's I don't know. College football, that's not an easy sport to win a national title. And that's why what Dabo's done at Clemson now is pretty damn impressive. That's rare to get a second one.
Yeah. And like you know, you were saying about the tweet, Nick Saban maybe is setting an unreasonable standard for what a great coach is.
Yeah. And, you know, there's one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm baffled by that. Oh, well.
You know what's not baffling? Triangle Energy. You know why? Because they're up front. They're honest. They don't try to BS you. A lot of these other companies, they're playing games. You know, with the other guys, they'll say, hey, how would you like free weekends? How'd you like to not pay for your days? Or how'd you like us to give you a cash bonus when you signed up? And then you do that, and you're like, yeah, it sounds great. But then they start tomfoolery, shenanigans, and then you fall for one of those deals, and then you're paying a higher rate, or they're throwing additional fees on your bill. That's not right. Triangle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call. See if they can help you out with your rates. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
ESPN 97.5.